KCBS News Time 12:41. You may think of your car as a vehicle that gets you from here to there. Or maybe you're a bit more romantic about it. You love your car, you wash it every week, you polish it monthly. There's a subset of folks out there for whom a car is something else altogether. It's a form of entertainment, and the game involves you, a partner, your car, the road, and your brain. Confused yet? Chris Wendt joins us on the KCBS Newsline to explain what this growing phenomenon is all about. Chris is a consultant in the Silicon Valley, but that's not why we're talking to him. We're talking to him because he is a car rallyist. Chris, thanks very much for the time this afternoon. So what's a car rallyist?
Well, first of all, Rebecca, thanks for having me. First of all, a car rallyist, contrary to what you might think when you hear the word rally of, you know, people bombing around in maybe Canada or in Baja, California in these off-road vehicles, a car rally is a much more benign activity that pretty much everyone can do. Really, what a car rallyist is a person who wants to have fun, typically on a weekend evening, with it's really a puzzle. What we call these are gimmick car rallies, and it's a puzzle you play in your car. Think of the game board as the roads, which are typically light industrial or residential roads. The game piece is your car, and then you're given a set of instructions, and the whole object is to precisely follow instructions or look for clues, and then you get rewarded with points. And then at the end of the evening, you turn in your what we call a score sheet, and you're graded, and we hand out awards.
Now, is this like a treasure hunt?
It's a little bit like a treasure hunt, yeah. It really plays on your a skill you developed your entire life, which is to read between the lines, where someone will tell you something that you know is incorrect. And you say, well, I know what they said, but here's what they really meant. And so you might do what you think they meant. In rallies, what we do is rewards are based on your ability to follow instructions precisely. And in some cases, we do have little treasures or clues for people to find and turn down various streets and find their rewards.
So if it's sort of a problem-solving skill thing, I mean, is it something you could drag your kid along with?
Oh, absolutely. We have all sorts of people that do rallies. We have families. We have people in minivans. We have father, daughters, mothers, and sons, and all sorts of people. And in fact, one of the rallies we have today started years ago when he was a little child in the back seat of his parents' car. They threw him in the child seat, and he went along in a rally with him, and I think it put him to sleep as a little kid.
It sounds sort of like a 50s-60s thing. I mean, did it develop back then?
It did. It's sort of a rebirth of a retro activity that emerged really in the late 60s and the early 70s when you had the baby boomers coming of age, getting their license, getting cars, and wanting to do things that, you know, sounded good to their parents. And so it started then, and there would be, you know, several hundred cars at a time. Died a bit in the early mid-70s and late 70s with the gas crisis, and then has reemerged recently.
Now, we're told we're not supposed to talk on a cell phone in the car, so playing a game in the car, I mean, is this dangerous? Anybody ever crash doing this?
Well, I guess fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your X factor, there have been really no wrecks. There's really no danger here. We certainly don't encourage people to drink or be on a cell phone. The routes themselves actually run on residential streets or light industrial. We never encourage or require speeding, so it's a pretty benign activity. So it's actually very, very safe.
So it's not timed. It's not the first person there is the winner.
Absolutely. You start at a certain time and are given 3 or 4 hours to finish, and most people finish well ahead of the required time. So absolutely, no sort of times involved.
Well, it sounds like fun. If people want to sign up, what do they do?
The best thing to do is our next event is the first weekend in February would be to go to our website. And the website is, this is one word, therallyclub.org. And rally is a little unusual in that we spell it with an E at the end, R-A-L-L-Y-E.
Therallyclub.org.
That is it.
All right. Thanks very much.
A lot of information. Great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for talking to us, Chris Wendt, a car rally guy, talking to us from the South Bay. And again, it's therallyclub.org. We'll hook it up to our website, and that'll get you there fast.